Morning, Moshe. Okay, we are starting a new perek. Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. And just, we're going back to classic discussion on Shechita. And as we began at the beginning of the Masechta, the Shechita is at the neck of the animal. And there are five things which can render the Shechita invalid. So now we're going to analyze and discuss from where we learn out that Shechita has to be at the neck, Bichlal. And we know that in Shechting that there are two pipes. There's the, those who stuck around for the demonstration yesterday, there's the trachea and the esophagus, the kana and the veshet. And there's a difference in what one needs to shecht, whether one is shechting an animal or a bird. So says the Mishnah, Hashechet someone who shechts echad ba'oif, if he shechts one of the simonim, either the kana or the veshet, either the esophagus or the trachea, if a bird, ushnaim bebehema, and he shechts both of the simonim by an animal, shchitosek sheru, and then the shchita is kosher. Rubei shel echad kamoyu, and here the Mishnah tells us you don't have to shech the entire thickness of the kana, the entire thickness of the veshet. It's enough to do the majority of it. So 51%, and then you are yotze. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda says ad sheyishchit esavridin, that it's not enough. And here we're talking, Rashi tells us we're talking about a bird that the Gemara will establish later. When you shecht the bird, it's not enough just to shecht the roiv of one of the simonim. You also need to sever the vridin, the veins that go up the side of the animal's neck, in order to remove the blood. Chetzi echad boiv. What happens if you shecht exactly half of one of the simonim of the bird? The echad chetzi behema, or 1.5 exactly of the animal, shchitaso psula, then the shchita is possible because you have to shech the roiv of the simon. Roiv echad ba'oif, roiv shnayim behema. But if you shechted the majority of one of the simonim for a bird, one of, or two of the simonim of behema, then the shchita is kshera. And Rashi points out that the Gemara is going to ask that this seems to be the same as the Reisha, which says that rubo shel echad kamoi hu. Sag the Gemara, hashoichet. So the fact that it's phrased in hashoichet, one who shechted, dievet in lechatchil eloi, seems to suggest that the Mishnah is telling us a din bedievet, that if you shechted like this, then kshera, but the lechatchil not. So he says like this, b'shnayim bebehema lechatchil eloi. What do you mean? How could you say that shechting, that what's bedievet about shechting two simonim of the animal? What else is there to shecht? There's two simanim, the kana and the veshet. There's nothing more to shecht. So how could that be b'di'evit? Says the Gemara, either I'll tell you, echad ba'oif, that when it says hashoichet, which implies b'di'evit, that this is not the preferable lechatchila shchita, it's talking about shechting only one of the simanim of the bird, which means that even lechatchila we should shecht both the esophagus and the trachea of the bird, the boisema ruba shel echad kamayu, or alternatively, it's bidieved when we talk about shechting half, up more than half, when we shecht the majority of one of the simanim for a bird or the two simanim for a animal, that is bidieved, and lechatchila you should cut the entire thickness of both the trachea and the esophagus. And the derech halacha is we choshesh to both of these views, and that is whether shechting an animal or a bird, lechatchila we cut both of the simonim, and we cut them both all the way through, and with a bird also the vridim, also the veins. Okay, now we have an interesting question. Amar Rav Kahana, minayin l'shchita shehi min hatzavar. How do I know that shechting is done at the neck? As Rashi says, at the throat. Says the Gemara, Shenemar Rav Kahana says, the Pasuk says, V'shachat es ben habakar. It's talking about a carbon, and it says, when you shecht the carbon, the ben habakar, you should shecht it. Now, what does that mean? How does that imply the neck? So he plays on the word V'shachat. Sheshach, mimokim sheshach chateu. At the place, Rashi says, shekoifev, at the place where the animal bends itself, which is its neck, chateu. Rashi says, two lashonis of chateu, either hechshiru, make it kosher, lachila, v'taharosei, that it's meloshon tahara, or it is lishtachrin, chateu means hoitzias damai, to remove the blood, v'nakeu, and to clean it out. Says the Gemara.
How does that tell you that that's mitzavah?
So he says the place where the animal bends, makom sheshach,
yeah, that's
the
one,
animal's
that's
neck.
One shot, but this,
no, chateu means from there, shachat means, why is shachat, shchita called shachat?
Oh,
from the makom sheshach, chateu, from the place that it bends, there you should remove the blood. Memai dahai chateu lishne dechuyehu. How do I know that the word chateu means to empty or clean out? Because it says v'chite sabayis, that when the kohen would come to the household, the house with tzaras, to purify it, it says v'chite sabayis, that he would cleanse the house. Alternatively, I'll show you another pasuk that tells us that the word chateu implies emptying out, like it's, or it's cleaning out. It says t'chateini be'ezoy ve'tahir. It says, purify me with an ezov and I will be purified, or clean me out with an ezov and I will be purified. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that the class, why do you say the neck? Because it's the place that it bends. So then he says, ve'ema miznavai. Maybe that means the tail of an animal. The tail of an animal is also bent. So maybe that's where you have to shecht it. So it says, ve'ema miznavai shach. It says, shach, michlal shezakov. The fact that it says shach, v'shachat is shach, that it's koifef, that it bends itself, implies that it's a part of the animal which is normally, or can be, zakuf, can be, is normally straight, and it bends. Its natural default is that it's straight, and therefore that is the neck. But in, and that's what we require. Says the Gemara, v'ha shach v'oimer hu, that he says, whereas the tail is something which is always bent, and therefore it's not the place which the Torah is alluding to in this pasuk.
If you speak French, you can't shaft the number of shafting the tail. If you speak French, what's it going to do to make the animal die?
That's exactly what I'm saying. No.
It will bleed. Maybe it'll bleed out. I don't know. I don't know. So he says, "Ve'ema miznoi." What about the ear? The ear is a part of an animal. The cow's ear is, I guess, implying that it's normally erect, but it can fold down. But so he says, "But in a dama nefesh, like we've just said now, if you've discussed that, hang on 1 second. This whole question is ridiculous. When you shecht an animal, you need to have the dam hanefesh, the life force blood of the animal needs to go out, as we see with the korbanos, where it says the damoi benafshoi, and the dam you have to put onto the mizbeach." So how would you think it's the ear?
Cutting the ear.
So he says, "Veleka, you don't have that." Says the Gemara, "Ve'emet dekara va'azul ad dam hanefesh." Maybe you just keep sawing down from the ear all the way down till you get to the dam hanefesh. So he says, "Vesu." Furthermore, a question: Shehiya drasa mechalada hagrama ve'ikur menalan. From where do you learn out all of the five dinim that puzzle a shchita, such as delaying and hiding and pressing, etc.? So he says, Ella, what do you have to say for these five things? They're Gemara. It's a Kabbalah, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It is an oral tradition that is passed down. If so, shchita min atzavar, nami Gemara. So why are you going looking for psukim? Right? It's also Kabbalah. It's also Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. B'kra l'may asa. If so, what is this pasuk? The shachat. Right? Meaning shechting at the neck, that is halacha l'moshe misinai. What does this pasuk, v'shachat, v'shachateu, imply? D'loy l'shvuy gistra, from here we learn out that you should not cut all the way through to the neck bone and sever the head of the animal from the body, that you cut it into two. That's Rav Kahana. Rav Yema says, Amar Kra, where do we know that you have to shecht at the neck? Because the pasuk says, v'zavachta, you shall slaughter it. What does v'zavachta mean? Mimokim shezav chateu. This word v'zavachta, we can play on the words, that it means, zav means to flow, and chateu here means to break. So he says, from the place where it flows, meaning the blood flows, there chateu, there you have to break it. That's where you cut the neck. Says the Gemara, my mashma. How does this p'dahai chateu lishna demitberu? How do I know that this word chateu with the tough implies breaking? Because the pasuk says, al tirev al techas, do not be afraid and do not be broken spirit or broken hearted. Ve'ema mechoitmi. Says the Gemara, well, the pasuk just says v'zavachta, v'zav, meaning the place where it flows from. Maybe that means the nose of the animal, which is constantly flowing out with mucus. Says the Gemara, so he says, zav al yedei chitui ba'inan v'hayzav me'elavhu. The pasuk, when it says v'zavachta, so the chitui means breaking, that's the cutting. Zav is the flowing. That the flowing has to come as a result of the cutting. Whereas the nose, it's naturally flowing by itself. So rather, it has to be at the neck, where when you cut it, that causes the flow of blood. It says the Gemara, Ve'ema Miliboy, if you cut the animal or stab it in its heart, then that would also cause a flow of blood. Says the Gemara, V'su, furthermore, I've got a question, b'chlal, on the whole rationale, shehiyah, drasa, chalada, hagrama, v'ikum, nalan, where do you learn out the five things which render the shechita invalid? Ella Gemara, you have to say that these five things are halacha l'moshe misinai. If so, why are you looking for a fakvetch to tie in a pasuk? I'll tell you, shchita min atzavar nami Gemara, the chechting in the neck is also a halacha l'moshe misinai in oral tradition. V'kra l'may asa, and what is this pasuk v'zavachta? What does this drush come to tell us? The loy l'shvui gistra, not to make the animal into a gistra, which Rashi says over here, the loy yidreis, the loy yidreis should be dilo yidros. You should not press the knife in the shchita. That's what it's coming to tell us. And it's the other four which are derived as halacha l'moshe misina. Oh, we want to know where it's from. Meaning, he's not saying that when he says shechta the tail, it's like a shtech. It's saying, but he's saying, one second, you're learning it out from a pasuk. Well, that pasuk could imply then, by all means, go shechta from the tail. I don't know if it was necessarily could mean if you're deriving from a pasuk, and that's why it comes to a conclusion. You can't come and derive it from a pasuk.
It couldn't even mean it because the animal doesn't die if shechta by the tail. Okay.
Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Then we have the yeshiva of Rabbi Yishmael. Tana was taught the shachat.
So then you have to. That's how Gemara arrives.
So he says.
Ask, how do you know that it means that exactly? That's how the Gemara operates.
So Devei Rabbi Yishmael says v'shachat. The pasuk says you should slaughter. Use the word v'shachat. Al tikre v'shachat ele v'shachat. A shin and a sin are interchangeable. So don't read the word as v'shachat, but rather as sachat. Mimokim shesach chateu. From the place of sach, where the animal speaks, its voice comes, there, chateu, there you should empty it out of its blood. Says the Gemara, why do you say that sach, the place the sound comes out, is the neck? The animal makes its noise using its tongue. So maybe that's where you should shech the animal. Says the Gemara, be'in and dama nefesh, that you shech the tongue, you're just going to get blood from the tongue. You're not going to get the dama nefesh of the animal, the vitality, the life force blood that is necessary for the korbanos. Beleka, and you don't have that. Says the Gemara, ve'ema dekar ve'azu ad dama nefesh. Okay, so you cut from the tongue and you keep cutting till you get to dama nefesh. So he says, obviously that's ridiculous. V'su, and furthermore, shehi adrasa chalada agrama ve'iku minala. And where do you learn out the five things which render the shchita puzzle? If you're looking for psukim to tell you it. Ella, and there's no psukim to teach us these dinim, they're not mentioned in the pasuk at all. Ella, Gemara, you have to say that they are halacha l'moshe misinai. If so, shchita min atzavar, nami Gemara.
He's making this point, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, there's three different psukim. Yeah. If you go back up, there was a simon there in the Gemara, right? Kamash,
yeah.
Which is for Kahane, Yemar, and Yishmol. So he says, okay, v'kra l'may asa, what is this pasuk v'shachat come to tell us? So it comes to tell us that the shavye gistra not to sever the neck and cut all the way through the frekes. Says the Gemara, v'tani maisila mahacha.
Gistra, doesn't that mean beheading it?
Yeah, gistra is to cut off. Although earlier we said v'gistra is mean shalo yidchoik, Rashi said. Okay, v'tani maisila mahacha. There's a Tana who learns out from elsewhere. V'tani Rabbi Chiya Amar. Rabbi Chiya said, "Menayin l'shchita min atzavar." From where do I know shechting is at the neck? Shenemar, the pasuk says concerning the carbon when they would take the pieces up onto mizbeach. Ba'ochum ne aron hakoyim es anasachim. They would go and they would array the pieces of the carbon on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, but the pasuk then continues, "Es harosh v'esapader." She'ein tamal loy es harosh v'esapader. You don't need to now specify the head and the fats. Ma tamal loymar es harosh v'esapader. Why does it then say the head and the fats? Why does it specify them? It says bichlal kon nesachim ayu. They were part of the. They were part of all the. They were included when it says the pieces. Nami yatu. Why they excluded and specified the fish and emma? Because the pasuk says mihivshet es ha'ola v'ntach. It says that you should skin the ola and you should cut it into pieces. Ainli ela nesachim sheyeshnam bichlal hafshata. This teachers would teach me only the pieces which are part of the skinning. Now, obviously, when you shech the animal, as we're going to see in a moment, you shech the animal at the neck, the head is no longer going to be able to skin with the rest of the body. So when it says you should take the pieces, it's talking about the pieces that are affected by the de-skinning of the animal. Minayin l'rabbi says arash shekvar hutas. From where do you know that the head, which has already been severed, has to be not completely severed, but it's been severed? That you also have to put that onto the mizbeach. Talmud loyma. The pasuk says es roishoy ve es pidroy ve arach. The head and the fat you should array on the mizbeach. Since it tells us in this brisa that from where do I know that the head is included because the head has already been severed? Well, how's the head been severed? It must be because you shecht it. Now, if you shecht severing the head, where do you sever it from? The neck. So from here I know that the shechita is mechal the shechita min atzavar. Says the Gemara, v'tana pasach b'reish u'padar m'sayim b'reish u'pidroi. In this brisa we brought two psukim. In the beginning we says es ha'reish ve'es ha'padar, the head and the fat, and here it says it concludes beroishoy upidroy. Says the Gemara Hachi Kamer, this is what he's telling us. Minayin l'rabbi says arash shekvar hutas. How do I know that you also have to put the head of the animal onto the mizbeach, even though it's already been severed? Talmud Leim, the pasuk says es harash vesapader beroishoy upidroy lamelim. Why do I then have the continuation of the pasuk, its head and its fat? Lameli mibaylei lechadatanya. I need this as it is taught. As it was taught in the Brisa, minayin l'rasha pader shekoid min l'chol anesachim. How do I know that they are the first pieces to go up on the mizbeach, the head and the fats? Tamaloy me'esroishoy ve'es pidroi va'arach. You should place the rosh and the pader. Now says the Gemara, upader kama dechasav rachmana lamli. The first time it mentions pader in the pasuk, what is that telling me? We just said esarash. That means the head has to also be included, even though it's been severed. But the pader hasn't been severed. So what does that tell us? So he says mi baylei lechadatanya ketadu oisa. It says in the Mishnah, it says the brisa, how do you take up the head onto the mizbeach? Out of respect for the shchina, you don't take up a head with this disgusting shchita place with all the blood and stuff there. It doesn't look nice. So you take the padr and you place it over the mokum shchita, and that's how you take it up onto the mizbeach. No, this is the korban. Here we're talking about korbanos. We're learning out shchita from what it says in the korbanos, because there it says v'zavachto, it says v'shachat. And from that, we learn about our shechita as well. Umaleu, once again, Umaleu, you bring it up. V'zeh derech kavod shamayla, because that is the kavod for Hashem.
This is dealing with the second mention of a rosh v'apodet in the pasuk. So now we're saying, so what are we using the first one for?
Not the first. So the first rosh we use to tell us that even the head has to go onto mizbeach. You might think because it was severed, it doesn't. Right? Mm-hmm. Then it says, es rosh v'es pidrei, to tell us that that goes first. Well, why do I have the first padr? Tell us that when you put the head on, you should put the padr on top of the makom shchita. Now we have another brisa. So it says, "V'hai tana ma'isi la'mahacha." This tana brought it from another pasuk that we shechted the neck. The tanya it says, "Zois toiras habehema va'oif." This is the pasuk says, this is the law of the behema and the oif. V'chi be'ezer toiras shavs habehema la'oif. The pasuk juxtaposes and equates a behema and an oif. So for which, for what din does the Torah equate a bird and an animal? For oif the behema and the animal to the bird to the animal. Behema metama b'mago v'masa. Oif ain't a metama b'mago v'masa. Can't be talking about tumah, because with regards to tumah, an animal becomes an animal nevela, renders a person tame either by touching it or by carrying it. An animal which was a nevela, if you touch it or carry it, you become tame. Oif, but an oif is not metama b'masa umaga b'mago v'masa. Oif metame begadim abesa blia. That abesa blia, that a bird is different to an animal also, because when a person eats from a bird which is a nevela, he becomes tame and his clothing becomes tame, and he becomes tame just at the besa blia, just as soon as he goes into his throat. But behema ainu metame be, meaning through eating, not through touching. Whereas a behema ainu metame begadim, and the nevela of a behema is not metame clothing. By eating it, by putting it into your mouth, it's by touching, says the Gemara. So if so, that can't be the comparison, because these are very different laws. Rather, be'ezer Torah shafsa behema la'oif, with regards to which Torah law does the Torah say zois Torah sa behema va'oif, and equate the two? Shafsa behema la'oif va'oif la behema. Lo melach to tell you ma behema b'shchita. It just as a behema is through shchita, af oif b'shchita. Now, and it's interesting, it doesn't mention anywhere in the Torah that the birds have to be shechted. When it comes to karbonos with for the animals, it says v'shachat, you should shecht it. The birds, you don't find it says malika, but it doesn't say any shchita. So he says, just as a behema is rendered fitting through shchita, af oif b'shchita, so to a bird also needs shchita. Says the Gemara, if that's how you're equating it, then if so, just as an animal, you need to shech the majority of both simanim, the windpipe and the food pipe. So too, over here, maybe also, afkan beruv shnayim, so too with the bird, maybe you need to do the two. Talmud Loma, the pasuk says, zois teira sabahim avaoif. The word zois, this, means that it's excluded or it's limited to one specific thing, and therefore it limits that whilst the bird needs shchita, you do not need to shecht both simanim. Rabbi Yezer says, for which purpose do we equate the behema and the oif, the pasuk and the oif to the behema? Loimelach to tell you, ma oif hechshere min hatzavar, just as a bird is made fit at the neck, meaning a bird carbon, when you do melika, it says a malak es roishoi, the melika is done memul orpoi, it's done at the neck. So too, af behema hechshere min hatzavar. So too, an animal is shechted min hatzavar. And this is the way we learn out that shechting is down at the neck. Well, hang on one second. When you do malika, it's down at the back of the neck. When you do shchita, it's at the front of the neck. So maybe when we equate the bird to the animal, means just as the bird is killed at the back of the neck, maybe the animal has to be shechted at the back of the neck. Talmud Loma, the pasuk says, "Umalak es roishoy mimul orpai." You take off its head from its back of the neck. V'lo yavdil, or not to sever it. Yavdil roishoy. So yavdil roishoy shozem mimul oiref ve'ein roishoy shoachem mimul oiref. And the fact that it says roishoy, its one, specifies that it's only talking about this case, that only the bird you kill from the back of the neck, whereas the animal is not from the back of the neck, but from the juxtaposition of zois teres ha'oif ha'behema, we learn that the animal is also killed at the neck. Rabbi Eliezer, so now let's go back up to the first opinion in the Brisa. Rabbi Eliezer said from the word, what do we equate behema to oif to? We said that was with regards to, it says, Rabbi Eliezer, hi zois my avid. So in the first Brisa, we brought the pasuk zois. So zois teres ha-behema va-oif. What does the word zois tell us? He learns out that the law that we equate the behema and the animal and the bird to is from the word umalak es roi shoy me'al arpoi. So what is the word zois? What's his exclusionary phrase zois for? My avile, he loves zois. If it did not say zois, have amin, I would think ma oif besimen echad af behema besimen echad, that just as a bird it's enough to kill it by breaking one of its simanim, so too would be enough for behema to do two. And therefore, Kasav Rachman and Zois to tell us that no, that there is a limitation and they are not through and through the same. Tani Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara taught Zois Toyos HaBehema Va'oif. This is the Toyot of a Behema and Oif. Hitil HaKasav La'oif Bein Behema L'dagim. So the Pasuk places the Behema and the Oif in between, places the Oif between the Behema and the Dagim. The Pasuk says, Zois Toyos HaBehema Va'oif V'chol Nefesh HaChayar Meses B'mayim. This is the law of the animal and the bird, and all animals which crawl in the water. Says the Gemara, why is it in between? So he says as follows, L'chayvoy b'shnei simanim. It's coming to tell us that you need, so he says, L'chayvoy b'shnei simanim i'efshar. To tell me that the bird needs shchita with two simanim, you can't say that. Meaning, you have the behema, which needs two simanim, and you've got fish which don't need shchita at all, and you've got the oif in between. So if you're going to tell me the oif requires two simanim, shekvar hukash the dagim, it's next to the fish, which don't need shchita at all. Lepoitroi beloi klum, and if you're going to say that you don't need to do anything, you don't need to shech the bird at all, like fish, ifsha, you can't say that, shekvar hukash the behema, the pasuk equates it to a behema. Haketzad, so therefore what do you do? Hechshere besimen echad, from here we learn that its shchita is somewhere in between the fish and the animals. The animal needs two simanim, the fish need none, the bird needs one simon. So he says, "Hechsheder b'simon." He says, "Haketzah hechsheder b'simon echad."
Is that what you call derech smichus? That because it's next to each other in the pasuk you learn.
Yeah. So he says, "Dagim delav bnei shchita ninu menalan." Hang on, back up. From where do you know that fish do not require shchita? If it's because it says Hatzoin v'abaki yishachet lahem, it's called the Ge'ah Yam Yasef lahem. If it's when the Jewish people complain for meat in the desert, and Hashem says I'll give them meat for 30 days, and Moshe says to him, "Hang on, 30 days? Even if they would shecht all the tzoin and the bakar, and even if they would gather all of the fish, so maybe basifa ba'al masagiluhu." So then you would think that with regards that with the birds, the fish, you don't need to shecht it. You just need to gather them in, pull them out of the water. And that's there, that's good enough. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, that any time it says asifa, that means it does not need shchita. If so, elama'ata gabe slav. when the quails came, it says via asves aslav, they gathered the slav. Hachinami de lav shchita, maybe he doesn't need shchita. But amras the poitre bevloy klum efshar. But you just told me that with birds, you can't say that it doesn't need anything at all. You have to shecht at least one siman. Shukar kukish lebehema, because it's equated to a behema. So he says, Hasam loy ksiv asifa v'makam shchita d'achrini. Hach ksiv asifa v'makam shchita d'achrini. There's a difference. Over here, it does not write the word v'yasef, to gather v'yasef, in place of the shchita, which is mentioned by something else, whereas here it does. Because the pasuk says, Hatzoin v'abaka yishachet, imes kola d'gei hayam, yeah, are safe, right? It's putting the two together. Just as you have the yishachet by the bakar and the tzoin, the yasef by the dagim is in place of the yishachet by the tzoin and the bakar. And therefore, I explain the word yasef by the fish, meaning in place of shchita. But when it comes to quail, we're not comparing it to shchita of anything else. And therefore, yasef just means they gather. It doesn't mean that it's in place of shchita.
In relation to eating the slav, we learned previously that in the midbar, around the bosso,
no, machloikos, so Rabbi Kibbutz, Rabbi Shmuel. It only needed nechira.
Yeah.
According to the man, the Amid, that they were allowed to eat.
Yeah, I'm saying, according to the ones that weren't allowed to eat, right?
Yes.
Could you eat chickens?
Could you eat chickens? I don't know. Maybe it was only from the animals, which maybe it's only from the animals which are kosher. Maybe it's only from the animals which are shaykh to karbonas. Yeah.
Yes, okay. That's why that would explain the slow.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. Darish Oiver Glila. There was a passing Galilean who came and he expounded. Behema Shenivris Mini Abasha Hechsheda Bishnei Simanim. An animal which is a coarse grubber animal. It's made from the land. It was made from the earth. Therefore requires Shchit of two Simanim. Dagim Shenivru Minamayim. Fish which are made from the water which is more edel. Therefore Hechsheda Beloi Klumi. They don't need Shchit at all. Oiv Shenivru Minarakak. But the birds which were made from the mud, which is a combination of the earth and water, is in between the birds, the fish, and the animals. Hechsher b'siman echad, it needs one siman to be shechted. Amar Rav Shmuel Kfutka. So Rav Shmuel Kfutka says, Teide sharei oifas yesh lein kaskeses bragleim kedagim. How do I know that the birds are similar to fish? Because just like fish have scales, the chicken feet also have like scales on it as well.
Kaputka means it comes
from Kaputkia. Yeah, Cappadocia. Yeah, Cappadocia. I don't know where Cappadocia is, but that's a place which is mentioned in Gemara a number of times.
It's actually interesting because both...
I think it might even be Turkey.
Both birds and fish are from like eggs.
Yeah, also similarly. Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now we have Va'oid Shalu. So Rashi says over here, Va'oid Shalu, whenever we see the word Va'oid Shalu, this is talking about Kuntrikon, who was the hegemon, he was the governor, the Roman governor, and he would ask questions to Rabban Gamliel, as we see in Masechta Bechoiris and elsewhere. So he says as follows, V'oi Chalu. So he asked, what was that? Okay, Tosfos says it was a Zakai. So he says, V'oi Chalu. Kosov Echad Oime, one pasuk says, V'yomer Elikim Yishrutu Amayim Sheretz Nefes Chaya, V'oi Fya Oifef. Let the water give forth all of its living animals, and the birds should fly in the heavens. That's in creation of the world on the fifth day. Alma, what do we see? Mimaya Ivru, that they were created from the water. It says, let the water stir with life, the creatures of the water, and the birds. So he says, Uksiv, but another pasuk says, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim min Adam kol chayas hasadeh ves kol oif hashamayim. From the earth Hashem created all of the animals of the field and all of the birds of the heavens. Amma ma'ara ivru, they were created from the land. So which were birds created from? The water or the land? Amrloi, he said to him, min harakak nivru. It was from the mud. Ra Tamida mistaklim ze beze. He saw his students looking at each other in wonder. Amma lahem, he says, kasha b'nechem shedechisies oivai. It's Ovi Bekash. Are you perplexed that I pushed him away with such like a straw type argument? Mina Mayim Nivru. Really, they were created from the water. Velame Vien Ela Adam Likro Islam Shem. And why do you then bring him to Adam to call him a name? Meaning, when the Pasuk says over here that Bayerme Elikim, the Pasuk which says, it's not saying the Ofer Shamayim were created from the Adam, the Adama. He says he could brought all the things, all the animals which were created from the land. And he brought them together with the birds to Adam to call them the name. But the pasuk is not saying it was made from the earth. But Yeshomim, there are those who say, Beloshen Acher, Amala Oisa Hegmon, Uveloshen Harishain, Amala Hem the Tamidav. And there are those who say the account was the other way. The Hegmon asked, he gave the second answer to the Hegmon, the answer he gave to his Talmidim in the first account, and the answer he gave to the Hegmon, he gave to his Talmidim. Mishun Dichsiv Al Vayitzer, because the Pasuk says, Al Vayitzer. So he says, it says, Rashi says, Veskol Oif HaShemayim Al the Yetzer, the Mashma, the Ayetzira Nami Kai. Why would it make more sense that he gave this explanation? Because it says in the Pasuk, as Kol Ofer Shemayim, is saying in addition, it can, following on from the Pasuk, Vayetzer, that he formed, which seems to say it's talking about also their forming. Nami Kai. Nishna Achrin, I'll turn in Mishum Dechsiv, since says, Al Koloima Mikra Kama Gufe Mishtama, the Mina Aretz Nivru Dechsiv Al Haaretz. That it seems to suggest that from the other pasuk they were created from the land, because it says al haaretz, the mashmid that they were created from the land. Amar of Yehuda, Rav Yehuda says mishum Rabbi Yitzchak ben Pinchas ein shchitel oif min atayra ne new chidush. He says no, min atayra, birds do not require shchita. Birds not require shchita. Shneema, the pasuk says v'shafach b'shchita. Is there some in the back shelf also?
No.
Okay, so he says why? Because it says v'shafach. You shall spill its blood. B'shvicha ba'alma sagi. It's talking about the blood of the birds and a chaya and an oif. It says that you should spill its blood onto the floor. It's talking about. It says a person catches a chaya or oif. B'shafech es dama v'chiso ba'afar. It's talking about kisui adam, and it calls the killing of it spilling its blood. It doesn't say shchita. But so he says, "Beshvicha ba'alma sagi." Just pour out its blood. However, you want to get it out. Ihach, he says the Gemara chaya nami. If you're learning it from that pasuk, then also chaya deer, wild game does not require shchita either. It kish l'psula mukdashin. So he says no, that a chaya is equated to psula hamukdashim in the Torah sacrifices which have been rendered pasul, where it says that you have to, instead of putting its blood on the mizbeach, you pour it out. Katzvi chayo. So he says, if so, oif nami it's kishla behema. Then I'll tell you, and if you're looking at hekesh, so we see the pasuk that says zois todes behema va'oif, that the bird is equated to an animal. So he says haksiv v'shafach is damai. But the other pasuk says you don't have to shech that. It says v'shafach, you just spill its blood. Oif chaya. If so, why do you say this word v'shafach is talking specifically about the bird? Maybe we'll say the bird is like the behema, like it says zois todes ha'oif ve. Habehema, and that needs shchita. And when it says v'shafach, that's talking about the chaya, the venison. It says the Gemara, mistamra mitushum mishum desalik minei. The no mistamra, it is going by what comes immediately afterwards, what immediately preceded it, and therefore that is a reference to the bird. Meisvei, the challenge based on the brisa shechet v'nisnabla b'yadoi. If a person shechts an animal and it became a nevela in his hands while he's shechting, hanoicher, or someone who stabs an animal, v'ma'aker, or someone who does ikur, yeah, he rips out the simanim, potter milchasois does not need to do kisui ha'dam. And if you're going to tell me midoraisa, there is no requirement for shchita for a bird, and therefore it's enough just to stab it. If so, then stabbing it and tearing it up, stabbing it is that's its shchita. So why wouldn't you cover it by kisui? We should cover its blood. Says the Gemara, misavras be'oif loy be'oif loy be'chaya. Yeah, one second. You think it's talking about an oif? He says loy bechaya, meaning when the brisa says that you do not need to cover its blood when it was done through nechira or ikur, that is not talking about the oif. That is talking about a chaya, and really an oif taka, that would be a valid shchita for the oif, and you would need to cover its. You would need to cover its blood because it does not need shchita. So we're going to continue Mirza Shem on tomorrow with this discussion whether the birds need shchita or not. Okay.
Borchek.